Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 Ticket Text coming in. Mike, this era of basketball is way worse than the 90s. Wake up. Mike, you're a living fool. This era of basketball is better. You know, maybe I am a fool. Is Larry Bird? Remember a few short months ago, Larry Bird flat out said, this is the best the league has ever been. These are the best players. Okay, I'm a fool. Call Larry Bird a fool.
Well, call Steve Kerr a fool as well. Because sure. Remember a couple days ago, he said, yeah, you're right. All the guys in the 50s would beat everyone. Right. Human evolution goes backwards in sports. You guys are right.
Of course. Except I go forwards. I've never valued history. I don't value Bob Pettit. No, I don't believe Bill Russell would be good in today's game. Sorry. Sports gets better. It doesn't get worse. Athletes get better. They don't get worse. Like in football, I always laugh, right? Everyone wants to slobber all over the old players. Yeah, when guys were 200-pound left tackles, guys are bigger, stronger, faster, better. It doesn't go backwards. It's like people want to hold on to nostalgia because it's all they have. You know, by the way, ESPN with an interesting piece, and it's by Brian Windhorst and Tom Haberstroh. But they made a great point in it, and I think it's really, really relevant to what we're talking about. Has LeBron ever been given a pass? Like, compare this right now. Like, I feel like some people are criticizing LeBron for losing to, oh, I don't know, the greatest team ever. Do you know what Michael Jordan was doing at age 32? He was busy losing to the Orlando Magic in the conference final. A Magic team who, correct me if I'm wrong, got swept by the Houston Rockets.
That was the second round, right?
Yeah.
But they lost to Magic in the second round. You said second conference round.
I'm,
finals,
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Not even the conference final.
Good catch, Mikey.
So it'd be like if LeBron had lost to the Raptors
right.
This year.
Yeah, right. Right. Can you imagine? It would be a furor. He's a fraud. He's atrocious. He's garbage. And I don't want to hear about Jordan leaving to play baseball. He was gone for 18 months. He came back at the All-Star break. He had fresh legs and was ready to rock. You lost to a bunch of young pups. That was the team with Dennis Scott. And what was it? Penny Hardaway and Shaq and, oh my God, Kenny Anderson. Not Kenny Anderson. It was Nick Anderson. I mean, just please. No one ripped Jordan. No one said a word. But here you got people who want to hammer LeBron. Here's the other interesting stat. And I've used something similar to this. LeBron's been to the finals 8 times. People are ripping him for being 3-5. Okay. He's been an underdog 6 of the 8 times. It backs up my point. He is playing historically dominant teams in the finals. That's something Jordan never had to do. It's not Jordan's fault. It's just reality. You want to know why Jordan's record looks so beautiful? Because by the standard of what LeBron's playing, those teams were junk.
It also looks so beautiful because all we hear about is that, all we hear about is the 6-0 spotless record in the finals with Jordan. But if you look at it as a whole, Jordan was 6-7 in getting to the finals in his 13 postseasons. LeBron is 8-4 in getting to the finals in his 12 postseasons.
What I would argue, and this is where you'll lose the argument, but I like that you're bringing up stats, Jordan had a harder path to get to the finals. Jordan's reward was playing a cupcake in the finals. And when I say cupcake, I mean, historically speaking, the teams Jordan played are all worse than what LeBron has faced. They just are. And you don't have to like it, but LeBron has been an underdog in 6 of 8 finals. He has had a 3-year run facing 3 of the best teams in the history of the league. He stole a series last year, but overall the three series, he's averaged 35 points a game, 12 boards, 10 dimes, 9.7 or whatever it is. He averaged a triple-double in the final this year. He can't do anymore. Let's go to Steve on a 7-1. Stevie, what's going on, bud?
Mikey V, Stevie K here. What's going on, brother?
Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Not too much. Hey, dude, I just wanted to hit on this point, this whole... Dude, I'm 36. I think I'm the same age as you.
You are.
You know, we've had this beautiful life of getting a little bit of late 80s basketball, 90s basketball, mm-hmm. You know, 2000s, and now here we are. I just wanted to touch a real bit. I mean, I'm with you. Like, obviously the game's evolved, all that great stuff. But, like, I don't know, some of the dudes, I believe, like, could play a little bit in today's game. You know, you...
Of course some could. I'm just making the... What I make the point is more guys from today's era could play in the 90s or 80s than those guys could play today. That's the only point I've made.
Right, but you're like, and I'm a hometown guy, you know, I'm a bad boy, you know, I grew up, that's where my heart is, but you know, you said Lambeer, Mahorn, guys like that. I mean, there's still slappies in today's game, Mike. I mean, you got guys like, what is it, David, I like to call him Buddy Lee. I mean, that guy's a slappy. How he plays, how he's still getting a paycheck in the NBA is unbelievable. Right. I mean, I was talking to David earlier, Zaza Pachulia, are you kidding me? I mean, come on, I mean, they're still, believe me, it's not like the league is full of the KDs. Full of the LeBrons, full of the Westbrooks. I mean, there are still these clowns that are just, athletically speaking, are definitely still stuck in that 80s era, still in that 90s. I mean, they really are. So, I mean, I don't know. That's what I wanted to get off. But love you, Mike. Love the show. You do an amazing job.
Thanks, Stevie. Oh, and Steve, Steve's right, guys. I mean, I'm not saying it's unilateral. I was just, I made a point. I'm a Celtics fan, right? You go back, who the hell's Robert Parrish Garden? How the hell is Kevin McHale in those knee pads going against Carl Anthony Towns on a Tuesday night? Yeah, I mean, it's just, come on. You know, I made the Lambeer point. I mean, a lot of what Lambeer did in the 80s, you can't do today. I'm sorry. Garden old Kareem is a hell of a lot different than going out there and you got to guard unibrow. Come on. Well, let's just calm down now. LeBron James on Bill Lambeer. Please. Let's just all calm down. And you're going to go, oh, well, he'll drop an elbow and split his head open. Well, wait a second now. We're talking about those guys playing now. Can't do that stuff. Let's go over to, this is probably the best caller name I've ever heard. We're going to go to Squeeze. I mean, that's, first of all, hold on, time out. I need you to explain. Squeeze. What the hell is Squeeze?
My good afternoon is a nickname.
Oh, this is fantastic. Do I dare ask how you got it?
That's not too bad of a story. My name is Steve. There's too many damn Steves in this world, so I got to come up with something different.
We'll go with Squeeze. I like it. All right, what do you got?
A couple of quick points. I'll try to make them as quick as possible.
Take your time.
I'm
going
to try to put a different perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in every sport, whether it's, you know, the main four or soccer or off-road sports, as long as there is an established standard greatest that people assume are the greatest, you're always going to get people that don't want to change. I'm 33, of course, grew up with the Michael Jordan, and you're going to get the people that, oh, he's the greatest, because they're not willing to accept that anybody else could be better than him. And no matter what sport you look at, as long as there's an established greatest, that's it. That's what people are going to think. That person's the greatest. No matter what, no one can change it.
No, you're right. You are right that people like to be stuck in their ways, and they do like to work backwards instead of just admitting that things progress. They don't regress.
Right. I mean, look at Will Chamberlain. I didn't grow up with him. I don't think he's the greatest at all. He would never do anything nowadays. Game.
Well, the dirty secret with Will Chamberlain is he couldn't play a lot of the fourth quarters because in many ways he was Drummond before Drummond. He couldn't shoot free throws. People would foul him. They couldn't score. In crunch time, Will Chamberlain was often off the floor. Go read Bill Simmons' book of basketball, and there is a deep chapter in there about Will Chamberlain. It's illuminating if you're a younger person like myself.
And then there's another, the best way I could try to compare is I used to be a skateboarder. Go online, anybody can go online and look up 1980s skateboarding. Oh, Steve Caballero is the greatest skateboarder. And then you look at the stuff that these people can do now, and it is incredible. It's the same with sports, same with basketball.
100%.
I mean, you can watch some classic basketball games. All that three-pointer he made with 10 seconds left over one person, that's the shot of the year. Curry does that every night.
100%. No, I squeeze. Let me add to what the point he's making, okay? Basically, any left tackle in the NFL who played before Lawrence Taylor doesn't count in my book. Sorry. The left tackle position was prioritized by Bill Walsh as an answer to Lawrence Taylor. Bill Walsh started to make a point that he was going to need a bigger, stronger, faster player to play the left tackle position, to prioritize it, because of this onset of a freakish pass rusher in Lawrence Taylor. And the development and of the copycat league, everyone started to want pass rushers. And if you couldn't protect your quarterback's blindside, you were dead. Well, before Lawrence Taylor and before Bill Walsh, none of that existed. It really didn't. Go read the book, The Blindside. Not the stupid movie, the book. Entire chapters dedicated to the evolution of the left tackle position. So why would I value God? And again, let me at least say this. I don't mean to say that you didn't have good players, okay? Please let me at least offer you that correction. What I'm saying is I value the guys post Walsh LT more than the guys pre, because the game changed. Because all of a sudden that position became the most important position on the field outside of quarterback. Because the players that were lining up opposite them became the best player, the best athlete on the defense. That's what we're talking about when we talk about sports progressing. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.